Bulavinaka, and welcome to the God of Our Nation program every Sundays. We are here again today and this morning to say a thank you for tuning in all the time and for choosing Sundays to be part of us and also share with us the goodness of the Lord this morning. So we say greeting to New Methodist members. We have Eastern and Northern. They're actually having their Mission Sundays today. Hallelujah. So they're meeting as a zone. And greetings to you all. And for all the preparation that you people have gone out of your way to prepare, thank you. Thank you, Northern, and thank you, Eastern. And we believe that all the zones are ready and raring to go, and also all well prepared for your social distancing, the things, the normal, the new normal, as well as the Holy Communion that we will be going through today. And also to the worship centers, those that are worshiping together as worship centers this morning, and also as family, we're saying Bulavinaka from Turaki in Suva, Fiji. And worldwide, globally, to Europe, for those of you meeting on Zoom on Saturday evening for you back in Europe, and to New Zealand and Australia, thank you so much for joining in today. As always, every Sunday, looking at all the updates and the posting that you people have done this morning, take a lot to prepare. And I believe New Zealand have sort of, withdraw back or step back from the new lockdown again that has started last week, and sort of changed the way that you people were organizing things. But we believe that we can work around it, and it still can happen. And thank you to you all in Australia. Thank you, Vanuatu. Yes. And to all the islands, Bulavinaka, Malabula, we came in the Mode, Abakakina, Mayvanobalavu, Como, Mayongea, Bakabula Chicken Vikan, the Mayviti, May Suva Turaki, Vinakabakalebu, Nomini, Bakabakaran, Matakani Singanikua, Moni Dambi, Moni Bakarangamai, and a Prokaram, Utali Vikan, the God of our nation, the Matakani Singanikua, Abakabula Tala Vikan, and the Singan 11 in the Methodist. Some of you that are tuning in today, you don't belong to the church. And maybe you belong to other churches, and also maybe you just don't belong anywhere, like you're not a member of any church, but there's something in you that's sort of like triggered for you to start to believe in the Word of God. Wherever you are, whatever that you're doing, you may be having a cup of coffee, sitting around with your family and friends, or you may be smoking out there in the corridor, or standing out there in the porch, or under a tree, or coconut tree, whatever that you're doing this morning, we also would like to welcome you this morning as part of the fellowship and part of the sharing this morning. Because the problems that we face, the life that we live, is the same for all of us, whether we are Christian or non-Christian, whether we are believers or non-believers, or whether we belong to a denomination or whether we do not. So the life is the same. And this is a program that we believe that we can share something that is common to every human being, and to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. So we say greetings all the way from Suva to all of you, and thank you to all the zones in Australia, all the zones in New Zealand, as well as England, and not forgetting Scotland, for the nice Suva family. Thank you for being loyal, faithfully committed all the way from Scotland, and we stand today to say thank you for that commitment. And not forgetting U.S. Sorry.
U.S. Hawaii.
Yeah. USA for Santa Rosa. We say greetings to Talangasa Sisi Rondorondoro and her zone, and also for Talangasa Chavez and Auntie Sylvia. Not forgetting Rondin Talangasa, Eleanor, and all her children. We also would like to acknowledge you this morning. Special greetings also go to Talangasa Tukana, all the way in Hawaii, with Auntie Nana Riviera. Thank you for being committed all this time, tuning in, staying connected. Even though for the distance and everything that is happening, you still remain connected. And the foremost, the Pastor Vika Fatumu. Thank you, Auntie Vika, all the way in Hawaii. Thank you for your commitment to being a HQ staff. Not only that, your sitting and your commitment in all levels. We stand today to say thank you to all the commitment right throughout the year and even today. So
you talk about sitting. There are a lot of people.
Yes.
There are a lot of people giving.
Yes.
Yeah. We have to pray for them.
Yes. Yeah. We would like to also acknowledge, we were just sharing this morning, we've got a few, it's quite a handful though, of they're maybe non-believers, or maybe they don't belong to any church, or maybe they hear something at my TV and sort of help them with what they're going through. Some do it out of gratitude, some do it because they don't have a church to take it to, and some do it because they believe something that sort of worked with the things that they heard and they applied in their lives. So this morning we would like to acknowledge you. These are all to the family or individual that always walk up to my TV and and drop your envelope, because you believe in this TV station being the platform to bring about the Word of God, not only to you, but to all those who believe, and those who do not believe in anything for that matter. And we would like to take this time to acknowledge your lives, quite a few families. Oh, a lot of families for that matter. We would like to say thank you. We usually have a few gentlemen just walking down the road, and they'll pop in and put in their $10 or their $20. What we are sharing this morning is not about the amount that you give. It's the thought and the commitment for you to believe in something and give your money to say, I want to thank God for that.
So, and that is a godly principle.
Yes.
Yeah. Jesus said in Luke 6:38.
Amen.
Give,
and it shall be given. Yeah.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken, running over.
Amen.
Yeah. So, it is a godly principle.
To give. Yeah. On that note, we were reminded, I was just sharing with him, I was reminded on Friday when the executive assistant in the office turned and she said, there's an envelope. Thank you, Andy. There was an envelope given to her. She said, it's for his giving. And that sort of reminded me, because we have people around that they are giving. And we would like to remember you this morning that whatever you have given to help, not only with the TV station, to help with the sharing of His Word. And we believe as you give, it comes back to you. It may not come back to you in the same monetary value. It comes back to you in such a big way because of that act that you have done.
The Word of the Lord will remain.
Yes.
It will never return.
Yes. It will not return void nor empty. And that's what he says in Isaiah 55:11, that the word of God that he has sent, it will never return to him unanswered, never return to him undone. It will only return to the spoken word, the one who sent the word, and that is God. It will only return to him until it's done what it's being sent for. So on that note, we would like to also remember and pray. Because Gustavo mentioned to pray and commit you to the Lord this morning, and this to all of you. I believe as long as you know, you've walked up to my TV over the years, when we came into the pitch in 2016, there's never ending of people coming in. We have staff nurses, we have military staff, we have police, we have people that are staying home, that believe in the sharing of the Word of God. And today we would like to remember you, for those of you that has braved, for those of you that have heard the Holy Spirit, and because we were sitting on the need to pay the bills for my TV or to pay the bills for certain ministry elements that connect us to my TV, and you heard from the Holy Spirit and did something about it. And it's not right for us to continue to move on, but we need to stand and look at you and say thank you. Thank you for what you have done, and thank you for your commitment, because that giving, you could have used it for something else, but you decided to give it to the work of the Lord, and we would like to remember you in prayer. So for those of you, and also it will be a proper time for us to remember our airtime investors.
Yes, yeah.
We have we call you airtime investors, and I'm talking about the five programs that we have in a day. Now it's six. We actually call them dollar a minute. It's dollar a minute program, and it's for all the airtime. Why I'm mentioning it here, because they're not all church members. I believe there's about four or five families, or five individuals, they are not members of the New Methodist Christian Fellowship, and they believed in what they're receiving and what they're hearing all the way. And it's amazing because they're actually in America, in England, Northern Ireland. They don't belong to the church, but they hear the Word of God. And I would like to thank My TV management as well in allowing some of the programs to be aired on the My TV Facebook that has enabled other people that are non-members to hear the Word of God. And these are a few personnel that they've invested, and we call them the dollar a minute. So for 30 minutes program, that's $30. And like for today's program, we're actually starting here at 10:30 until 11:30. So this is a 60 minutes program. And this program, and for those of you that belong to the church, I have announced that I will be advising the airtime confirmation soon, which I haven't. I should be able to get back, because we need that to roll out by Monday, which is tomorrow. I'm holding back because there's a lot of requests coming in that they want to seed, and I don't want to disappoint invite anyone. I want to give you an opportunity to sit. For this particular program, it's being sponsored by the Voto Level Zone. It's a shared program with another investor that we will be finalizing soon. So we would like to say thank you to all of you that are non-members, but you're investing and you're sending in your seeds and sending in your seed of faith because you are actually planting into the program. And imagine, like for this one here, this is a 60 minutes program. And as we preach, as we share with the general public, with whoever, who is willing to listen in, you know, the soul and people that are being encouraged by the message or even convicted to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that goes to the person that is actually sitting to allow this program to be aired.
Because it is a program to be aired.
Yes.
And you need money to transmit.
Yeah.
And that's why it's very important for people to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would like to thank you for that.
Yes.
So as we pray for the people that are coming in with us, I'm actually concentrating on the New Methodist members, non-church members, because these are the people that sort of looked and believe in something that we are doing. And we would like to take this time as ministry leaders to acknowledge them for that look, you know, for their pause and for their commitment and support. Yeah, and you believe in something that we shared. So for airtime investors, for all the families that don't belong to New Methodist, we have Samsoni Rakambu all the way from England. We have Ben Wakwaka all the way from Northern Ireland. We have Vatsinai Hitchcock all the way from Sacramento in USA. We have which family all the way from Pennsylvania? We have Wanga Nivalu. Thank you, Vinilove, and thank you, Aquila, and thank you, Gasi Aquila, and all your beautiful children, all the way in Pennsylvania. Your commitment, you know, is just so overwhelming. Looking at your commitment, not only you buy airtime investors, but you also send in your tithe into the church, and especially to Ngasilevu. And we would like to take this time to say and acknowledge the giving and say thank you so much for doing that. So we've got quite a few others, which we will be ready with the listing by next week to sort of add, like what I'm saying, we would like to acknowledge those of you who do not belong to New Methodist Christian Fellowship, but believed in something that we share that is working in your life for you to continue to support. And a great mention, you know, a good mention to the Hitchcock and also for the Wanga Nivalu family. These two families have actually paid for the whole year for their airtime. And now they're requesting for another extra airtime. And that's what I'm holding on. You know, like there's a lot of requests out there. And I believe, because like what I said, and we've been sharing, there's no other better time to invest as this.
Because faith is activating what you believe.
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the time we can sit in church, we can pray, we can sing,
we can fast,
and we don't activate.
Yeah, we need to be doers of the word. Yeah?
Because if you don't work your faith
is dead.
Will be dead. Yeah. So that's why it's very important.
Yeah. Very important for them to
activate.
Yes.
Your faith.
And to be doers. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So on that note, let us pray and commit them to the Lord today. Father, we come before you. We are so grateful for this moment and this opportunity. We would like to commit, Father, as we have mentioned, those families, individuals that have decided in their heart, oh Lord, that they want to sit towards your kingdom. They gave their envelope of tithe. They gave their envelopes of offering. And they gave their envelope mentioning the name of Father Yesir towards my TV. And we would like to commit those families and those needs unto your hands today. Lord, they are sitting on their need and they are writing down their needs. They are talking about their needs. We pray today that you will listen, O Lord, according to the truth of your word in Psalms, that your ears are inclined to listen to their prayer. Our prayers today, that you will listen to their prayer and listen to their heart's cry, O Lord. They have things, O Father, that they've written. They have desires for their family, maybe in their workplaces, O Lord, and the country that they're living in. We pray that you're going to go out of your way, O Father, that you're going to sustain them in a victorious right hand. Lord, you're going to breathe on them with the breath of the living God. You're going to go before them, O Father, and we pray you're going to bless them just as they have given, oh Father, into the need. We pray that you will also turn, oh Lord Jesus, and look after their needs today. And we thank you, Father, for everything that has been given. We pray blessing. We speak blessing over all those things, oh Father, that they've given with faith. And we pray, Father, and commit it unto good hands. Some of them are paying tithe as they pay tithe, oh Father, because they were feeding from the word of God shared through this platform. Lord, we also remember and also would like to stand on the promises of your word. When you share with us, oh Father, according to the tithe, as it comes in to look after the administration of the church, oh Lord, we also would like you, wherever, Lord Jesus, they are, that you're going to look after the administration of their home, administration of their household, and administration of their lives. Father, we come in agreement with them. We speak, oh Father, goodness. Oh. We receive, oh Lord, your miracle signs and wonders in their lives. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So for those of you that are not members, that's a prayer for you, and thank you for being part of everything that we continue to do. And also a few announcements that we would like to cover today, like the airtime investors, for those of you that belong to New Methodist and those who do not, we'll be confirming that by Monday. We'll be putting out a bulletin because we will like to start next week. Now when we have the program, just like for today, we will have a crawl that goes down on the foot of the screen to mention that this particular program is sponsored by this particular family, you know, as a confirmation for everything that you've done. And a big thank you to the Western Youth for Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the good job done. And Northern, thank you. You've, you know, set a good platform out from the Northern. I'm talking about the ones outside the foreshore, because foreshore, it's ongoing every Sunday. So thank you, Weston, from last week as well as this week. And end with a handout.
Tune in 2 to 4 next week again.
Okay, every 2 to 4 program, it's called the Sausage Jesus program, we will be airing all the youth programs of the Youth for Christ, Sunday from the Northern, also in the Western that has just been completed last night before they drove back to Suva. So thank you. And also thank you, Weston, for the Thanksgiving, everything that you have done for Gospel 11. Not only that, we knew that the church was 18 years old for this month. We downplayed it for a while, but thank you for, you know, going out of your way to and the huge cake that actually came last night. I was thinking to bring it over to pray over the church, but the time wouldn't allow us to do that. And thank you for the investment that you've gone out of your way for Western yesterday to acknowledge not only the Minishi, and to acknowledge the leaders and their team coming down to look through the program. It was quite quite a lot, because it started from Lotok on Friday evening, and they drove all the way to Rekereke on the 10 o'clock program, to Tavua, and drive all the way back to Nandi for a 4 o'clock program, and drive all the way to Suva for the 8 o'clock program, and now it's the 10:30 program.
Not forgetting.
That's why his voice cannot really, you know, like, be there. He's so
not
tired.
Not forgetting the curfew last night.
And the curfew, for them to be on time before the curfew. So we thank God for everything that continued to unfold before us. And also we would like to make a mention for the rezoning. We've got two zones that are going on rezoning. Congratulations to the Anandera zone. They've started after the mission Sunday, last Sunday. You know, like, against all odds. This is against all odds, when everything, like, is not normal. You know, when it's not normal. And we are growing. And, you know, that's in the
We will continue to grow.
Yeah, hallelujah. And then it can happen to you. You know, whatever that you're looking at, oh, man, stop moaning, stop complaining, stand up and do something about it. So thank you to Talangase Isoma Lomo, and also Talangase Ron Batikawai, and their respective spouses, Randini Talangase Lisa and Randini Talangase Verna. Thank you. So from last Sunday, they have rezoned to Nandawa and Nandera. So for Nandera, now we will be having Talangase Isoa, who will be looking after that zone, and a new ASP, and that's Nandera. We have ASP Viliame and Lani Nambure, Emeni. Bolivina, Kim does not launch me in our worship center. They came on the ASP Viliame, but Kilani Nambure, and I gave a quote to the ministry bulletin this week. May announce that the Nomado leadership. And we have Nandawa, Navili Tikiki, Natalanga Siron, but Ki Rendin Tatalanga Silisa, and ASP Kina or Nevote. But okay, until Tongolo, Row ASP or Row in a zone near Menandawa. What can I make in the morning cost? When you cost our Ertona take over reason on the Matani September, Nakabakalitanga Simosim, the Vatinavalo, Auntie Mir and the Vatinavalo, Nakabakalitanga Stambua and Auntie Anissa. Rona was a Rua or Tonga getting on the Matani September, where they will be starting on the 1st of September. As and when it starts, for Monikosa Zone, we will be continuing from Talangase Etu Tambua and Auntie Anissa. And the ASP will be Talangase Nava and Asena Lolo here. Congratulations, Talangase Nava and Auntie Asena. You've been supporting this zone all throughout Maybe initiates your reward. Thank you. And Nepani Zone now will be led by Talangase Emos Davetinivalu and Auntie Mary Davetinivalu. And the ASP will be Waisile Ramatau. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're looking forward to the changes and the increase. And we are so blessed that God continued to do that in the midst of everything.
Evangelism next week.
Okay, there will be evangelism next week. It's going to be done in a location that Monikosa and Nepani will benefit. Also, Nandera and Nandawa will benefit.
Just so, junction going down to Nandawa.
The junction going down to Nandawa.
Yes.
Okay, that's where we're going to be. Because after the evangelism, we'll have the mission boys come the area for visitation. And lastly, next Sunday, we would like to invite you. It's going to be the infant dedication. Praise the Lord. We came in Vasudulilai. We came in Sangai Vasuduoti. Semberi Vakadambori, Naluvemuni. Now, Sigatamu Katumai, and another Kavachukin and a dedication.
Oh,
and
first time.
And it's going to be online, a virtual dedication. And because we will be bringing our granddaughter to dedicate her from here, and I would like to invite globally if your child hasn't been dedicated yet.
To send their name.
And also, like for the regional coordinators.
Yes.
And also for the senior pastors, I'm talking about globally, not only for Fiji.
Yeah.
If you can send in names of those that have just been born, maybe 1 month or 2 months, hasn't been dedicated yet.
Yeah.
So if you can have, we can have those names, because next Sunday will be the dedication for all our new souls, new arrivals. So if your zone is about, what, 8, when one of these babies born, so you have 9 numbers. They bring another number to your zone. Yeah, dedication.
Also to the outsiders, non-NCF.
Okay, also for the non-New Methodists, if you're not a member of the New Methodists, but you tune into the program, or if you know someone that has a child hasn't been dedicated yet, we would like to invite you to join us next Sunday. And not only that, I'll be amazed some children have grown up to be class one and haven't been dedicated yet. If they haven't been dedicated, this is the time as well. So there's no age limit. We would like to allow this time to dedicate all our children that hasn't been dedicated to the Lord. Next Sunday will be the time for that.
It is a duty of the parents to take their child to be blessed.
Yes.
And with the technology today, we will bless them next week.
Yes.
And I believe because of the anointing in this place, because we share the word of God here, there will be such anointing.
Hallelujah.
To bless them.
Amen.
So that's why it's good for to send the
names. It will be good to have the names. If you don't belong to a church and you don't have a church to go to, and you would like to have your child dedicated, send in your names. Drop it off at my TV, or there is an executive production office right next door, or send it to New Methodist or Facebook, or whatever whatever way that you can send in your names. It's not only for those who are believers and being here or belong to any church. You can be not part of any church altogether, but we would like to take that opportunity to bless our children. You know, as much as what we are going through, we need to check our household.
Hallelujah.
Check our home, and do all these things that we're supposed to do, because you actually created the condition ready for God to do what only He can do.
I really believe that.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that. Because we need to all work towards that.
Yes.
Amen. Today for our Holy Communion, it's going to be of a little difference. What we would like to share with you today is a continuation from the program at 8 to 9 this morning. They were actually sharing on the faith.
Yeah.
Faith.
When you have faith.
Amen.
It's something that God will activate.
Hallelujah.
His power, His authority.
Yeah.
And that's why, against all odds, God will put in the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
Because of your faith. The faith that will call or channel God's supernatural.
Yes. Provision to your lives. Yeah.
Yes. And that's why this is the time.
Hallelujah.
Regardless what church you belong to.
Yes.
Regardless what race.
Yeah.
When you believe in God, because faith is the substance
of things
hoped for, and the elements of things not seen.
Yeah.
So when you believe, you are muscling, you are calling.
Yeah.
You are calling the provision, the protection, the peace, the power of God to become part of your life.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. And as I share from this platform, I can feel, as we share from here, God will multiply in your life.
Hallelujah. You need to believe. You must believe. Wherever you're logging in today, you must believe. If you're sitting there and you're telling yourself, oh, I know I don't belong to any church. I'm always tuning into this program.
Oh.
Or maybe you're at home, you sort of flip your remote and took it to the screen. Hello? And then you begin to see. I said,
you stay there.
Who
are
you still? Stay there for a minute. Give us
God
a few minutes.
God will bless you.
For you to believe and start trusting in this God. You know, a lot of people say, okay, you know, that's a lot of, you know, lies or a lot of things that is because you don't believe in it. No, we would like to invite you to be part of it. When you say to yourself, there is no God, you know, as much as you say there is no God, He will allow situation in your face, in your life, in your family.
In your life.
Yeah, to reveal to you the elements that there is the presence of God anywhere that you go. Because you need to believe that He lives and He exists. And it's exactly what it says in Hebrews 11:6.
Yes.
That faith pleases God, but you need to believe that He exists. You need to believe. You know, like when you step out in faith, like what He said in Hebrews 11:1. You know, the elements of things not seen. And that's what faith is.
Yes.
The substance of things hoped for. You're hoping for something. You're hoping for food on the table. Are you hoping for the money to be in your pocket? You're hoping for your mortgage to be paid. You're hoping for, you know, for your needs to be supplied or for your children to have enough to go to school. You're hoping because you physically you cannot see and physically you cannot provide. So faith is an element of things hoped for, the, you know, and the substance of things that you cannot see because you cannot see, but you hope.
Because that faith. Then call,
him. Yeah.
Then call the unseen.
Hallelujah.
To be seen.
Amen.
And if you don't have faith, you will struggle. Never mind you have a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah. You live in a double story, three stories. But if you don't have God, the peace that you're searching for, it will not happen.
Hallelujah.
It will not happen until you have faith.
Amen.
Then this God will come down.
Hallelujah.
With a supernatural. I mean, we are standing here sharing something that we live through
yes.
every day.
Yeah, this is normal for us.
Every day.
We're not sharing to you anything that we learn and study and then we come on Sunday to share with you. No.
We don't
we
study.
We're talking about something that we live and
we went
know
through.
Yeah, it has worked. And it
filled,
will work for you.
It fills up our fridge.
Hallelujah.
And put the food on the table.
Yes.
And we are blessing people left, right, and center. Because we believe in God.
Yes.
The God that supply the food.
Hallelujah.
And the clothes.
Yes.
To 3 million people. It's only two. And then me. And the four children. He look after 3 million people for 40 years.
Hallelujah.
How can you explain that? How
unexplainable. You just need to believe him. You need to trust in him.
Hallelujah. And people say, they are crazy. Yes, we
yes,
are crazy in the things of God. And that's why our
Hallelujah.
Things are full.
Yes.
That's why we are enjoying life.
You can enjoy life. You can rise above everything that you're going through. Like what the program says, against all odds, whatever odd of life that you're facing, the odds of bills, you know, piling up overwhelmingly and overtaking you, the odds of not having anything at home to eat, you know, you can be in one of those situations this morning as you're sitting at home right now. You know, all the odds, like it's a lot in your face kind of thing. Rise above and tell them, look, I am in control. You're not going to define me. You're not going to control me. You rise above. How can you rise above? By trusting and believing that there is power in the Word of God. And you need to know that there is power in the Word of God.
That's why the devil
Hallelujah.
Does not like this program.
Yes.
Because the devil knows when the people have faith in God, they will be blessed.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the devil hates when we talk about faith.
The Word of God. Yeah. Yeah. And the faith.
Yeah. He does not like that. He will come in with negatives here and there.
Yeah, because
but my
yeah.
friend, don't listen to the devil.
Hallelujah.
He is a liar from the beginning.
Amen.
And he's still a liar today. And his destination is already, hallelujah.
Already determined.
And that is hell. You, the child of the
hallelujah.
Most High God, make a decision today. I don't care what life you're living right
yes.
now. You are a grog swiper. You are drunkard. You commit adultery.
Yes.
You are a prisoner in and out.
Yeah, we are not righteous. We are not righteous.
You make a decision today.
Yes.
And accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I tell you, you take the first step. And the Lord
Hallelujah.
Will give you 100,000 steps. Your feet will be like, hallelujah, the deer in the mountain. And God will raise you to your higher place. That's not life as yet. The life is in God and God alone.
Yes.
My friend, we were like that one time. We rely on our work. We rely on our money. We rely on the things that we achieve in this life.
Mm.
Hallelujah. But today we are talking about faith, that it can happen. It can happen to you. It can happen to your children. Because He is God.
Yeah, it says in Romans, faith comes by hearing, but by hearing the Word of God. You need to hear the Word of God. You need to meditate on the Word of God. And the Word of God is so very powerful. And the Word of God, it's not apt to the program that we do. The Word of God is easily available and through the Bible. And I believe that anyone and anybody can access that Word of God through the Bible and have some time to read. Because the Holy Spirit is the greatest teacher. Will lead you and guide you to the Word of God that you need to read that will work in your life. Because He is the Word of God. It says in John 1:1, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So this is the Word of God. And this teaching applies to anybody who believes.
Anybody.
And even to the child who goes to school, the age, there's no problem about the age, there's no difference about the age. As young as you can, I mean, believe in the Word of God, it works for you. And right up to the elderly, it works for anybody who believes. And it's accessible by anybody. When you touch the Word of God, you believe in the Word of God. Because He is the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And you must meditate on the power of the Word of God. Like, know that He is God through the Word of God. And also meditate on the Word of God. So that means it sort of like stop you from thinking about unnecessary things. You know, like when there is no food at home, don't waste your time thinking about
don't
it.
Don't worry.
You know, to say, I mean, in your thought to say, okay, what do we really eat today? Oh, I wonder, what do we really eat today? So you go to work and then still the same thought in your mind. No matter how hard or how much you think about that situation that you're facing, nothing is going to happen. But you need to change and replace those thoughts with the Word of God. You need to meditate on the Word of God. Whatever that is lacking before you, whatever that's not enough from the pocket, you know, from the money that you have or get paid in a week, it's not enough to look after your family, not enough to get you going for the week. Don't look at that, because no matter how much you think about it, nothing is going to increase that money coming in. But the Word of God can do something about it. You need to trust in the Word of God, because the Word of God is privy to everybody who believes in Him. You know, in Psalms 1:1-3, blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the mockers. I like this verse. But his delight is in the law of the Lord.
The delight for you to enjoy.
Yeah.
The delight.
And he meditates on it day and night. You think about it day and night. Sometimes you'll say, okay, they expect us to be priests. No, we don't expect you to be priests or to be also
just
preachers.
Delight on the Word.
Delight in the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. Like when you look at something, something, you say, oh Lord, you're going to do that. According to your word in Luke 1:37, that nothing is impossible. That's going to happen to me today. I believe in the Word of God. Trust in the Word of God. Know that that Word of God is going to come alive in your life. So you need to trust in His Word.
The Bible says, don't worry by saying.
Hallelujah.
See, when you worry, your mouth will say negative.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what you eat.
Amen.
What you drink. What you wear.
Hallelujah.
And your shelter. The Bible says, seek ye first.
Hallelujah.
The kingdom of God. What is the kingdom? His Word. The Bible says, the Word became flesh. And it lived among us. My friend, this is the program that we are encouraging you.
Hallelujah.
That it's achievable. It's achievable.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's achievable for you to walk by faith. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean for you just to lazy around and the food will fall from heaven. It will not happen. Oh, they are saying that money will fall from heaven. It will not happen. Food will not fall from heaven. It will not happen.
Hallelujah.
When you have faith, then God will do it in His own way.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And today we would like to share with you and also teach you on writing those lists.
Yes.
You know, I believe that you must. I am a writer. I love writing. I write everywhere. Sometimes my husband is tired of looking at my books. On the plane, on the road, even in bed, about to sleep, and still having my book. I love my books. I love my journals. I love my, it's like, it's the momentous of my life. So I try as much to teach the church to write. And I know for us, most of us, we don't like writing. We just like hearing, you know, like, we don't want to write. We just want to listen, and that's it. And we were talking about it this morning. If it takes for the students or those who go to school to study at the end of the year or to study for a certain subject for them to be able to pass, more so for the Word of God. If you hear it every Sunday and then you don't write it down, you know the...
It will come here,
yeah,
and it will go there. But if you write...
The element of remembering the things that you hear every Sunday... you know, you have to be superhero in the things of God to remember everything every Sunday. So try and teach yourself to have a book. Call it a journal or get your diary or something. You need to pen out. You know, I actually, for a new Methodist, this is not new to you, because I think I've been singing the same song 18 years ago. And when you have a book, you write down. For those of you that are tuning in this morning, I would like you to start. If you don't, if you haven't started it, you need to start. Now you need to switch. And like what I said, I need you to start, get a book. I teach the church to tell them there is a 80 cents or 20 cents book according to the size and the pages inside. You can get it from the supermarket. So for those of you who do not go to church, or those of you who do not belong to New Methodist, like what I said, New Methodist, this is not new to you. This is an in thing that you learn. Not only through us, but through the regional leaders training for all our leaders. Get yourself a book. Once you get a book, and then you write. Write down your current situation now. For those of you that are, you know, working, commitment, you have your mortgage, you have your house that you're paying off your loan, you have your car, you're doing your loan payments, or maybe other items that you know, it is on loan, or personal loan from the bank, or amalgamated loan. There's a lot of loans that the bank has been offering all these years, and most of us, we grab every opportunity to do that. And you're actually currently looking through all these things with no resources coming in, and you're stuck. So write down. Don't just think about it and don't wreck your brains over it, because it's not going to help you. I need you to write it down. And you write down your long term, like you write long term, and those are the long term, or going to be like the generic every month, your payments. So write down all those mortgage, and then your second list will be your daily list. It can be food on the table, children to go to school, funds they need for their fare, on their bus card, and the little things that you need to do, like the need is there every day. So you write that. When you write it down, you're actually, you know, handing it over to God, telling him, you need to help me with this. You know, writing is a commitment that you have faith.
You're serious.
Not only you write to remind you write to commit to the Lord.
To tell him. This is my list.
This is my list. Please help me. You know, it's actually like you write your list and you're raising your hand to God and you say, you know, you need to help me with this. So it's not going only to be the ones that we need every day at home. For those of you foreigners or foreign New Methodists, or those of people that are logging in today, are the same with you. The country that you are in, the work that you are being employed in, or maybe the work that you have lost, the last days that you're facing, the commitment in your country, the things that you need to pay, the tax and every other things that you need to pay, the payments, the loan, all those things. Like, I'll be speaking on Fiji maybe the most, but the same application would be the same for you foreign churches out there, for New Zealand, for Australia. I remember when the COVID-19 started, when we started actually this program, we were, you know, talking to you about checking your resources. If it's going to be less, I'll look for a place that sort of like can fit. If the house has been provided through your workplace, then that's fine. But if you're renting out of your own money, then look for a place that fits you. You change according to the new normal. Not when you're getting this amount of money and you were staying on this flat or paying for this house. It's a weekly rate that I can remember for New Zealand and Australia. And that was okay. But now with less days maybe, or less amount of money coming in here, you need to go out of your way to look for a place and pray about it. You write it down and pray about it. One good example is Tauranga Zone, the starting of Tauranga Zone. And if I can share this with us, and I hope Tonga Church and Auntie Maggie won't mind, They were in Rotorua, and they both work in the, you know, in New Zealand. One work for the power, which is the country like EFL for us here in Fiji. And Maggie works in Rotorua, and the children goes to Rotorua. So as we started this program, we were sharing generally for people, you know, to really look at the way that they spend, house call that we used to pay before to come in every day, and now you wake up early and do your own housework and save yourself from that fee that you pay every week. So there's a lot of changes, and as we were teaching those changes, this couple actually put out their interest to look for a house that is lesser than the one that they were currently in, which they did. The amazing part about it, when they actually found this place, they moved to Tauranga. Now, Tauranga's church is only 5 minutes to his headquarters or his workplace. And Maggie now is driving all the way to Rotorua, which is about 40 minutes, which she will, you know, can master that. And not only that, what she said, we move into a place like, believing, thinking that it's going to be less in amount, but the home was far, far greater, 50% more than the home they were in. And it's sort of like just fitting into their budget because they were working only for about 3 to 4 days. Like what I said, you change, you look around. And as you write it down, the Holy Spirit will guide you. Not only that change that they prayed about and did something about it, and then it's a new start for Tauranga Zone, for the ministry, and the same with you. So whatever that you're committed now, there are changes around you. And those changes to happen, God will help you with that.
You have to change some of your...
Your
wants.
Yes.
You have to change it. You have to prioritize your need and your want. It's just like going to the supermarket. If we don't have a list, we'll just fill up the list.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Because I learned.
Yeah, because you do that.
When I do my shopping.
when we go for shopping, he'll just go grab everything, put it.
And
I'll be reading the list and said, that's not in our list. And sometimes he hit me with my list and said, never mind, we just said, no, go according to the list. We don't need that. So we'll go according to the list. And it's amazing because yesterday I was with my daughter. We went to, shopping to buy some things for children. And she's got two daughters going to school, to kindergarten. And as we were buying, we came to the frozen. We came to the meat section. Took out the sausage, and I was showing to her. And I said, look, this sausage, there's about six in there. And I said, look for the smallest. So she found this pack that has six and said, how many children have got? And I said, how much do they eat when they go to school? I said, one sausage, like I have it in the, you know, they finish it. Or sometimes they don't finish it. And I said, okay, you take this sausage and you slice them inside like that. Two. Glad wrap, you write Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And on our way back, and then she was saying, what about the apple? Because we bought the apples. What do you do to take away the brown in the apple? And so what do you mean? Like, I give them an apple. When they come back, they don't finish the apple. So they try and finish the apple in the night. And said, so, okay, that's one for two. One apple each you gave. And then she said, yes. Okay, don't give them one each. Just get one, half it in two, and cut it up nicely. Get a small container, put the foil inside, wrap it up nicely, make it presentable, and they will enjoy eating it. And not only that, you manage it well. So... And that's a basic for us at home. For us at home, it's basic. And if you have, like what I said, if you have been living the way you lived
you
with everything that was good,
now
you change.
Change
a little bit. You know, you still have more than enough when you change.
Because God will bless you.
As you manage it well.
You become a good custodian of the little thing that you have.
Yes.
Because I learned this at home.
Yes.
You know? When one big fish come before, just cut it and we boil all the fish. That's it. But now, when we start with our family, you used to cut it and you place it.
Like at home, if somebody blesses with a big fish, I will take it to the butcher and slice it up. And after we get it home, then I'll count our family. Like to feed a meal, just enough slices that fit everybody, glad wrap it and label. Or buy lamb neck or buy whatever. And the girls at home who are listening in, and thank you, Kula, for helping me with this and helping me in the kitchen. That's my daughter. And we ration everything that comes in, we label them. And even the chicken, when we buy the chicken, when there was only two of us, if I buy one chicken, I go back to, you know, some supermarket, you can go and have it cut. So we'll have it cut in medium sizes, and I'll split it into four. Because it's only me and him, and him and me. So the one chicken, we can eat it four times. I do it with the curry, with the potato, add the vegetables with the chop suey or gravy, whatever, you know, that I do with it. But that one chicken can feed us. Now with the family that is growing, then we started out with the children coming up, then half. Now it's one. We do meals and catering for my TV. And like my daughter does that cooking and arrangement. And we use only two chicken to feed about 30 plus. The whole of my TV and the people coming in to take part here and the whole in his office is about 10. In his office out there. So only two chicken, feed the whole lot. So when you buy your chicken, you think, like when you write your menu, don't just go and buy for the sake of buying. No, you get your menu down first in the week. No one can get lucky, no, you're buying for that menu, which means, okay, I need to have this chicken cut up. Organize all that, come home and reorganize all those things.
Why are you sharing this? Because these are the things that God will bless your resources.
Yes, when you manage it well.
Because you are using the wisdom from God.
Hallelujah.
And you'll have your resources increase, so you become a blessing to other people around you. Most of the time, we spend a lot of time just thinking in the spiritual.
Yes.
And we cannot download the spirituality to become physicality.
Yeah, and to become your life habits. Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people, they don't go to church, but they excel in what they do because of the wisdom and how they manage well. Because wisdom is from God.
Yeah.
And I believe we are sharing this. So a lot of people out there, you have a lot of money, you paid well, but you are not achieving because you are not a good custodian of what God has given you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we need to commit that today.
Yes.
So we need a lot of wisdom, you know, a lot of songo. Some songo you need to just phone. Some songo you need to send money. Some songo you just say thank you. Some songo you need to go. Not all the songo that you have to attend. These are the wisdom from God.
Mm.
And God sees that you are a good custodian, a good manager of His
provision. Yeah.
Because all this provision and goodness come
from Him.
Yeah. So when He sees that you use your money wisely, how much more that God
Hallelujah.
Will continue to give? Where we have children,
grandchildren,
when they manage well, when they use their spending well, they bring their tithe, we will be too happy to continue to give because they utilize their spending well. Now, your Father in heaven, who owns the universe,
Hallelujah.
How much more
that
He wants to bless you?
Oh.
But He cannot give you 1,000 when you're not using the $10 or the $100 wisely.
Mm.
Hallelujah. He cannot give you 100,000 if you're not using the yellow note properly.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, my friend, our God never sleeps nor slumber. He's ready to bless you. And I believe that's why God continues to bless us.
Yeah.
Because
My life in wisdom. Hallelujah. And that goes back to us. Like for us,
It will flow.
And he'll keep on giving it. He'll keep on providing because He knows that you'll keep on giving.
The bank from heaven is not only money.
Hallelujah.
The bank from heaven releases life.
Hallelujah.
From the food to the clothes to the air that
Amen.
You breathe. Everything, the bank of God is about life. Hallelujah.
Yeah, prosperity is not only money. Prosperity is health, life, your thinking,
even the
your
joy.
Healthy. Yes.
We are enjoying our 36th year
Amen.
Anniversary because we manage well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We go to the same building when we used to work. We call one another. Can be 6, 7, 8 times. Just calling one another. But we just few office away. When we manage well, what will God do? I believe He'll give us the joy to enjoy one another. To be happy
Amen.
As a couple.
Yeah. Sandi ko bakar rong ti kwen mata kdi ko abale wi beke na nambolo baka bi watini le mona ngona ndame masu bata yen en londe baka se gani to zoko baka enda duin dui so na kire kenda na ngona menda me masu kina me ngala na en londe da vital no baka lebo a try and release what is there, you know, that's been an obstacle between you as husband and wife, not only that, with your children as well. Look, we can talk to you about the spiritual things coming in, prayer and fasting, but the physical things that you need to do, you cannot just come the way you are and then ask God for things to happen in your life. No, you need to do a few things in your life. Sometimes it's hard for you to forgive, and sometimes it's hard for you to let go, and sometimes you have every right to feel offended. But this morning, I would like to encourage you, because this Holy Communion is a little bit different this morning, because I would like you, if you have your pen and a paper, jot it down, write down, whatever that you're sitting on right now. And there are some women out there, some people na marama baka rama tu mata kani kwa e kani tu ngono wani matan kla ko nandren ren bela ku duru mati kongo ningo na se wa kena na iyo na kena na marama mala wa kena na turang na lebo yu na pa kena na kena turang hallelujah amen na
mbil ta kinati
yes. You know, with the pressure of everything that is happening, etotolo saranga nambula ni dunru, nambula ni vemba, nambula ni vevala. Balete na daw, sa senga na kakala, senga na ilab, e visao na ivuriburi ni mbula, ndo lakati kumaya. The things that used to be normal, everything, everybody's happy. I've got money, you've got money, I can buy that, you can buy that. But now with that taken away, it's sort of like build up your stress level without you knowing, you cannot control it. Menge senga wana makalo, na nanda... pressure, it took some never a boiling point, not on the pressure. What you do when the pressure is up, you pick on the weak. So you pick on your wife or your spouse, and you pick on your children. And the mokutir and the virikir, we run over tin and the yanave violence, the mokulakir, and like make it a total on the domestic violence. Why? It's not because you just don't, you want to fight with your wife, no, not because you just want to do that to your family. The things that is in your head, the things that is in your heart, bakabona mother kabana kaiko the kabatiko. And today will be a good day. We can do a lot to a new Methodist or some sort of communication. Give a kayago to Kaya Valley, says I'm going to take a moyado. This is the time for you to discern it, and this is the time for you to take it to God. For those of you men, you know, like you're worrying about your family, you easily, you know, like put off with things that are happening around you, I would like to encourage you from us here on the screen, through your screen, please take a moment to trust God. Whatever that you're thinking about now, you hand it over to God. But the one that no, 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 no. We can do Namarama, and some of the Luveni, some of the Luveni, so we can do Luveni. This is the time. I'm talking about generally the list that you have. Not only the food on the table, not only money to get you going, not only money to clear your mortgage, not only things that you know that you can see that you need it every day. Things of your life, like what I said, plan the things that is ahead of you, and maybe some of you are with your farm. In my list, I'm praying for a farm. Praise the Lord. And that is my list. So your list may be different from mine. You can must not take some of the kina no farm because I take a bit taking so we can be able to take another valley. So we can be only valley. You want to buy a house, you want to buy a car. Look, don't allow this pandemic time to stop you from writing your list. Write your list. And don't allow the devil to speak to your mind to say, it's never going to happen. Where are you going to get that? How are you going to get that? Don't listen to the devil. You trust in the power of the word of God. You believe in your heart that I can do it, not because of your strength, but because of the one who is inside of you. Because he is far, far more stronger. You know, he can do all things. We can't get a struggle to financially. And kakani vale senga. Takamaga mandidolo. Keko loti tiko loti vavinaka. Keko ndo masu masu vavinaka. Keko ndo lalo lalo vavinaka. Rota manda na kakase. We can't get a marama. Vosu nga we can't get a Methodist. Rota na kakase. Rota na viwali. Rota na vitalo. Senga na betiana. You know, nakaya kutukona to make sense. I speak words of edification. Edify things around you. And speak positive words. May be some man no more surrounding. Change your friends if you need to. Change them. Don't surround yourself in negativity. Don't surround yourself with people that are busy talking about people, because these are the people with little mind. You know, people with little mind, they talk about people. People with greater mind, they talk about issues, they talk about things.
Yeah.
So, change your crowd. Move. Shift. You need to do a shift today. Make a shift from your crowd. Check yourself. This is a good time for you to do a self-check. and check your faith with God. Check your stand with God. Your love towards your husband, your love towards your wife, your bond. Try and find a new bonding. And have your whole communion just between the two of you, because you're coming in agreement, you know, of restoration, of provision, of miracle, signs and wonders, of breakthrough, not only for you two, but for your family and everywhere that you are being part of, in the workplace and also in your zone, for those of you that are in the ministry. And we will need you as we come through the list today, for you to see where you are and start writing. Voila, voila na nama list. Ako kaya tigo na tumi na koro, tuna mani tawani, dun yu kevin na nama list. Voila na list. Sega ni tuna matoka ni koa, ikoro ni kambi vya. Anti Rai, I don't have a list. No, you have a list. We kevin ni na vale, you have your list. Kema kaya, taka chikna vi vale vale, voila na list. Kema kaya, lako chikna vi mbae vale, voila na list. Kaya senga chikna kani voli, voila na list. Write about your future. Last time we were having a devotion. One of my grandchild, he's in class 8. He actually broke his collarbone last week, stayed home for the whole week. And even himself, when he was testifying, he said, I couldn't believe that the healing was so fast. And he's looking good. He's going back to school tomorrow. And as he said there, then he testified and he said, I anticipate and I have faith that God is going to give me a space in a good school next year. So I turned around to him and said, write it down and believe that God is going to do that for you. You start thanking him then. So your list, you know, if you're watching me this morning for children, write it down and believe in your list. Don't just rely on your parents' prayer. Believe in your prayer as you come before God today. So we can't get in the vacuum. As we partake Holy Communion today, I need you to write your list, and I need you to have your list behind your neck, your head, or front, and for you to remember what you've written and have faith from your heart. Lord, I want a child. Lord, I want this. I want breakthrough in our finances. So this morning, join us. As you're listening in, we have the bread and also we have the wine.
Lord, we thank you for the bread.
Yes, Father.
Represent your body.
Yes, Jesus.
We are making commitment of the list that we have.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit.
We thank you that you will intervene. Divine intervention.
Yes, Father.
Into all the list.
Thank you.
Through this bread, because represent your body.
Yes, Father.
Bless the bread as we partake together.
Oh, hallelujah.
Let's partake together. And the wine, we commit to you.
Yes, Father.
Every list that is written,
oh, hallelujah.
Every list that we have, as a person, as a couple, as a family, we thank you, Father God. The wine represents new covenant.
Yes, Jesus.
And your blood.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. We ask Randini to pray for the wine.
Lord, as we come before your Father, to partake this wine, which is a reflection of your blood, I pray, Father, for all the lists. Some of them, oh Lord, just didn't have the time to write it down, but they have it in their minds. Some are written in their hearts, oh Father. We pray, Lord, whatever list that they've written to you this morning, that you're going to breathe on it a breath of the living God, that you're going to bring it to pass, oh Father, through their faith. You're going to increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom. You're going to bring it to pass, oh Lord, for those barren women. I command their wounds, oh Father, to produce babies. And for those, oh Father, that are sitting on broken families, broken relationships as husband and wife, Lord, we come in agreement. We command and we receive restoration to the couple, oh Father, to bring about restoration to their family. Lord, we also commit the children with your list, oh Lord. They're writing away the things that they are lacking at home. They're writing away, oh Father, the problem that they're facing at home. Some of them, oh Lord, they're not staying with their parents, but they're looking, are staying in other families and being looked after by different families, oh Lord. We commit them unto good hands, oh Father. Their lists are very limited. Lord Jesus, we commit them unto good hands. Lord, we return on the chicken in the corner, Vakarong to come at the Kua, Erotongatu and Kalon, the Vicar and Rabbi Valley, Navika Maturana, Rabaka, Nuinuikina, and Ambakika to my Merlakbek Mabuli Suva, Navika Kedan Kalor, Vakarong to Kirikimini, Nandero Master Kalon, Nero Novanoin in the Kua, Nimizavatikin and Nunuin in Nangutura, Kimina, Soma Matabot and Nanon Masso, Esona Kalor and Dambitik or Varakatikan promotion, Esora Varakatikan Bunin in the Kadak. Sadimoma Kadibana Makamoto, Mataka Singanikua, Kamango Sona Kalo, and may vest in the Motoka, and some may vest in the valley. Sing some around alone, sing some around the bill. Girosa Kadibana breakthrough in finances. Never Castaran and Dinni Nomini Bossa. Kamango, Merukovikin and Adamani. Partake the wine with us this morning. Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
As we come towards the end of your service, oh Father, this morning. We speak forth blessings, O Lord Jesus, through the screen, a phone screen, television screen.
Yes.
Lord, we speak forth blessing into every household, into every spirit, into every soul. We pray that you're going to, Father, Anoint them, breathe on them a breath of the living God. We thank you, Father, for all those that are worshiping His zone, worship Sanchez family, and also for the ones that do not belong to the church, oh Father. And also, Father, more especially so, for those who do not belong to any church, nor do they know that there is a God, but today they manage to hear a bit about you and they're beginning to trust you. Lord, we commit their lives to your good hands right now in the power and the authority of your name. We call forth blessings into their life. We receive answered prayers into their life. We receive breakthrough into their lives. We receive your miracles, oh Father, miracles that you're going to allow to happen in their life by the power of your name and the power of your blood, Lord Jesus, this morning. Lord, we commit to you and we say thank you. We are so grateful and humble with your presence here this morning. We give you back the glory and the honor to be rightfully yours in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
From the studio here in Turek, see you at 3 o'clock at the Youth for Christ program.
At the Fourth Shore.
Fourth Shore.
And also on the television station today.
If you can come down, watch on the television. If not, Facebook of my TV. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
And see you again next Sunday.
With a dedication.
Get a dedication. Thank you and God bless you. They didn't have the time to write it down, but they have it in their minds. Some are written in their hearts, oh Father. We pray, Lord, whatever list that they've written to you this morning, that you're going to breathe on it a breath of the living God, that you're going to bring it to pass, oh Father, through their faith. You're going to increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom. You're going to bring it to pass, oh Lord, for those barren women. I command their wombs, oh Father, to produce babies. And for those, oh Father, that are sitting on broken families, broken relationships as husband and wife, Lord, we come in agreement. We command them, we receive restoration to their couple, oh Father, to bring about restoration to their family. Lord, we also commit the children with your list, oh Lord. They're writing away the things that they are lacking at home. They're writing away, oh Father, the problem that they're facing at home. Some of them, oh Lord, they're not staying with their parents, but they're looking, are staying in other families and being looked after by different families, oh Lord. We commit them unto good hands, oh Father. Their list are very limited. Lord Jesus, we commit them unto good hands. Lord, we return to the corner, Vakarong to the Kanikua, Erotongati on the Kalona, Vikar and Rabbi Valley. Partake the wine with us this morning. Lord, thank you.
Hallelujah.
As we come towards the end of your service, oh Father, this morning, we speak forth blessings, oh Lord Jesus, through the screen, a phone screen, television screen. Lord, we speak forth blessing into every household, into every spirit, into every soul. We pray that you're going to, Father, anoint them, breathe on them a breath of the living God. We thank you, Father, for all those that are worshiping His zone, worship Sanchez family, and also for the ones that do not belong to the church, oh Father. And also, Father, more especially so, for those who do not belong to any church, nor do they know that there is a God, but today they manage to hear a bit about you and they're beginning to trust you. Lord, we commit their lives to your good hands right now in the power and the authority of your name. We call forth blessings into their life. We receive answered prayers into their life. We receive breakthrough into their lives. We receive your miracles, oh Father, miracles that you're going to allow to happen in their life by the power of your name and the power of your blood, Lord Jesus, this morning. Lord, we commit to you and we say thank you. We are so grateful and humble with your presence here this morning. We give you back the glory and the honor to be rightfully yours in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
From the studio here in Turek, see you at 3 o'clock at the Youth for Christ program.
At the Fourth Shore.
Fourth Shore.
And also on the television station today.
If you can come down, watch on the television. If not, Facebook of my TV. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday.
And see you again next Sunday.
With a dedication.
Thank you and God bless you.